The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Yesterday on the programme, Frank Ganey gave us all of the details of the conviction of Aaron Brady, the man who has been found guilty of the capital murder of Garda Adrian Donoghue back in January 2013. But as we also heard, there were four other men involved in that robbery that night, which led to the shooting dead of Adrian Donoghue. And what has actually happened to them? And how difficult will it be to actually secure convictions against them, given that we know from the Aaron Brady trial that there was a sustained campaign of intimidation against potential witnesses? Stephen Breen, the crime editor of the Irish Sun, joins us now. How many witnesses actually failed to give evidence in the trial or changed their evidence?
Well, during the trial, Matt, you had five witnesses there who had given statements to the Gardaí but who failed to show up in court. Two of those witnesses are now the subject of bench warrants from the Gardaí. The Gardaí are trying to find out where they are, but they don't know where these individuals are at the moment. And the concern is that obviously they had given forward information, they had provided witness testimony in relation to Aaron Brady's boasts about killing Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue. And they were happy to give those statements, but as the trial got nearer, there was a concern and a suspicion that perhaps people associated with Brady had got to these individuals and they were then reluctant to come forward, or indeed some of them had thought about changing their statements and saying that in fact the statements that they had made originally were inaccurate. So it was a problem for Gardaí, because if these individuals, you know, had come forward and stood in a court and give evidence, it would have made the Garda case even stronger. Although we know now that, you know, the case was very strong and the jury believed the witnesses who did manage to go to court and give evidence against Aaron Brady.
Now, what about the four other people who were involved that night? How well advanced is the Garda investigation into those individuals, and what's the likelihood of charges being brought?
Well, just today, Chief Superintendent Christy Mangan, who's leading the investigation, indicated that Gardaí would be meeting next week. They'd be having a case conference to discuss their strategy, their next move in this ongoing investigation, which, of course, they're working very closely with the PSNI and also in America as well. So you have four other suspects, and they include the three individuals who Gardaí believe were present when Aaron Brady murdered Detective Garda Donoghue, and also the getaway driver. So the question for the Gardaí now is to build evidence, which they already have during the gathered during the process of the Aaron Brady investigation, but Chief Superintendent Magan had indicated that they would go over their intelligence, go over the information they had, and put it all together, and then once they do, you know, have their evidence, they would present that to the DPP, and they do remain hopeful that because of the evidence that they have gathered, that they are confident of these individuals appearing before a court. But it won't be in relation to capital murder, because we know Brady's already been convicted of that. So, but it could be robbery, car theft, or the firearms charges. So it's very much a very intensive and ongoing live investigation.
Now, without naming any names, obviously, but what do we know of those who are most suspected? I mean, because presumably Brady had known associates who immediately became prime suspects.
Yeah, Brady emerged as a prime suspect just within hours of this incident taking place, because it fitted the modus operandi of other robberies and incidents that had taken place in the County Louth and the border area. Even over the two-year period, there were other armed robberies there. So he has associates there who are well steeped in organised crime. They're young men from the South Armagh and South Down area. One of them, for example, has been linked to ATM raids. Another one is linked to diesel laundering as well. So it is criminality that they were heavily involved in along the border. But again, it stepped up, going from low-level crime like car theft, and then increased that to armed robberies, where indeed during one incident they're suspected of shooting an individual in the knee. So they were a prolific gang at the time and had been operating for some time despite their young age, but each of them individually would be very much linked to organised crime, and indeed one of the suspects is currently in custody at the moment in relation to another serious charge.
Well, I was just about to ask you where they are, because if Brady made a bolt for the United States, mm-hmm. have the other suspects done much the same?
Yes, well, at the time, Brady went to Boston first, and at the same time in 2013, two of the other suspects indeed had travelled to America as well. Brady stayed with them at the time in Boston before apparently there was a falling out between them. No one knows what this argument was about. Following that, Brady then moved to New York, but Over the last 7 years, the two of the suspects, one has remained in America, while the other individual has come back frequently to Ireland, but has returned to America on different occasions as well. One of the other suspects, too, spent time in New Zealand and also in Australia. And, of course, I've just mentioned that the others, the fourth suspect there, who's currently in custody. So I think the Gardaí, because they know their movements in the north and because they've been in America, that's where the multi-agency approach to this investigation comes into play, where you have the American authorities and the PSNI working closely with the Gardaí.
Thank you very much, Stephen Breen, crime editor of the Irish Sun.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.